This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, that's how the ball bounces. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. March Madness, can there possibly be more than one? As everybody knows, this is the time of year for the NCAA Championship and the Final Four, an annual event known as March Madness. What you may not know is that the term March Madness wasn't conceived by the NCAA. It was originally used by the Illinois High School Association to describe its basketball tournament back in the 40s. March Madness has only been afflicting the rest of the country since 1982, when Brent Musburger used the term on CBS. Both March Madnesses coexisted peacefully until the NCAA began making money off the term. Illinois decided that's the ball game and blew the whistle in court instead of on the court. The court admitted there could be confusion in the mind of the public, but unfortunately for Illinois, confusion only matters if there's a protectable trademark. And Illinois let March Madness sweep the country for so long, it basically dropped the ball. So the Illinois lawsuit roared in like a lion, but went out like a lamb, and it looks like March Madness belongs to us all. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.